19th of Tammuz, 22nd of July. Page Kuf, Lamed Dalid, the bottom. We saw last time the two approaches in Avodah HaProtis. One is working on one particular area his whole life. That's his area of excellence. Excels, especially in one area. The other is what he describes as a sulam, his own personal progression. And Rav Volba showed us that different Musar Sfarim, different of the Mechabrim of Musar Sfarim, had different sulamas, different ladders, Chos Alvavos, Rabbeinu Yonah. So here we go in section Hey, the bottom of Kuf Lamed Daled. Nosei HaAvodah HaProtis, the subject of personal Avodah. Unification and like interconnectedness with Torah. Shlav is also like steps, but I think it means interconnected. Shlav is like a level, but I don't think that's what it means here. Kedei lahagi el matara zu, in order to reach this goal, ha-hachreach l'das v'l'saken atzmeinu, of necessity to know and be masaken ourselves. Zehu tochen sharza, that's the content of this section. Ma'arechas yediyas atzmeinu, the section of knowing ourselves. Ma'arechas shnia, the second ma'arech, the second section will be ha-hadracha l'tikun atzmeinu, the guidance in how to fix ourselves. The first is like diagnosis or analysis. The second is application. Umarechas da'as Torah seinu, a section on knowing our Torah. Ha'adrocha la'hizachdus im ha'Torah, which is guidance in how to unite, become one with the Torah. So he's really only introduced it thus far. He said, like, what these sections are about and the importance of them. Now we have to get to how to do it. Kavanu as ha'achreach v'tikun atzmeinu ketnai v'akdoma l'hisachdus im ha'Torah. We established the necessity of personal tikkun as a precondition and introduction to uniting with the Torah. Al pi ma'amari Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, Rabbeinu Or Yisrael, Zuchonu Levrach L'chayel Mubba, based on teachings of Chaim Vital and Yisrael Salanter. Nochachnu, which means like we proved, became clear to us, ki l'maylos ha-Torah i'efshel ha-giyah b'li mahalach ishi, that levels of Torah are impossible to reach, real maylos in Torah are impossible without a personal approach. Hein b'zehirus mecheit, whether in avoiding the negative, being cautious to avoid sin. That was Hagrab Mishle Maral Ba'avos, the sources that we cited. Right, we spoke about was Mishle Pasuk. Holich b'Yishro, Yirei Hashem. So the Vilna Gaon commented on what does it mean, your Yashros. Yashros should be an objective, universal reality, but no, each person has different things he has to be wary of. That was the Vilna Gaon. The Maral commenting on why the Mishnah was refers to Yiras Cheto, fear of his sin, literally, instead of his fear of sin, but fear of his sin, because different people have different things they have to be wary of. So that's on the negative side, what to avoid. V'hein b'kiyam ha-mitzvos, b'kiyam mitzvos, and whether, in affirmatively, what mitzvos to pursue. That was Chazal al tzedek lavashti, Gemara Baba Kama and Tess, a statement about the pasuk in Iyov, that there's a chazal that if a person who's rich but comes across as poor, poor but comes across as rich, is different gifts or different strengths, and does he tap into them or not? L'madnu shnei ofani ha'avoda ha'protis m'pi chazal v'rabbasein ha'rishon ba'achronim. We learned the two types of personal avoda from the words of chazal and rishonim and achronim. That was again whether you focus on one mitzvah or one progression. Me'ato alenu l'get, so those two paragraphs were like a summary of what we've done so far. Me'ato alenu l'getches el Svoyas Avodas Seinah Pratis. Not familiar with that word. I think it means bringing it into existence. Atav is a label, but I think this is from the word Havoya. Now we have to approach the bringing it into existence. Kefisha Te'arnu Osala'el, as we described it above. Ulam lo nuchal l'sayim es ha-mavo meblish ramaznu al ikki yisoda avoda b'chlola. But we can't complete this mavo. This is all an introductory section. Without hinting at the main yisod of avoda in general. V'hinenu matziyim boze dvarim nifloyim ha'akdoma sefer shev shmaitza. Sheshem avuorim dvarim amukim b'kitzer nimretz. We're going to present here incredible words from the introduction to the Sefer Shem Shemaitza, where are laid out very deep things in very short words. Shem Shemaitza is the same author as the Ketos HaChoshen, seven different treatises on Lundus, Shev, Sheva. The legend is that these were his Sheva Brachos Torahs. He said one of these each. The Sheva Brachos, they basically go through very Lundish aspects in Gemara learning, like Sveikos and other things. And he has an introduction to the Sefer, which is what Revolver quotes here. Iker Briyas Adam al Haaretz, the main idea of creation of man on earth. Imki Hanashamba B'machatzava Nen Es Miziv Tiferes Kulum Chaser B'Beis HaMelech. Even though the neshama, where it's yun from, basks in the radiance of the glory, and it's not missing anything in the house of the king, so he's like asking a question. Alluded to in that sentence is a question: why create man on earth? Why send man to earth if, as a neshama, he was already experiencing the greatest things possible? He puts in parentheses here, Kaloma. Lama lo nivra neshama lehanas b'ziv elyon takeif l'briyasa. Why not create the neshama to right away enjoy the radiance of above? V'lama hutzrucha l'redas alolam zev al tocha gluf. Why does it have to go down to this world and go into a body? That's the question he's really addressing. Ulam gazrach achmasi yisparach shmo l'harida l'mata. But Hashem v'schachma decreed to bring it down below. L'nasosa, to test it. V'kiyu mitzvosav v'shmiras torosav, in fulfillment of its mitzvos and the guarding of its Torah. V'kasha titzdak harbe, when it will be very meritorious. Kein tirbe v'chein tifrutz, so will it expand and so will it grow. V'tigdol amala, and it will climb higher. Adasher toshav elokim Hashem, the son of Yeser oz v'rov onim, that will return to Hashem with greater strength and greater power, meaning it's to earn it. Because of Bazaar, it's written in the Zohar Kodesh, say Mayimi Barecha, Venozla Mitoch Be'erecha, drink water from your cistern, and flowing water from your well. Ki Bios Haneshama Lamala, because when the Neshama is above, Eina Eleva Bukhinas Bar, Sheina Noveya. It's like a pit. A bar is a container for water, but it's contained, it's not flowing. It's relevant to halacha. You have mikveh that's that's still water, and you have mikveh that's from flowing water. Different halachas in the pasuk and shmini. So, and then the neshama was above. It's like a self-contained bar. Doesn't flow. Rakshi yimalei ma'acherim. It's filled from others. Umitzaratzma hurek. But on its own, it's empty. Create a container, it's empty. It will be a redel ha'olam ha'shafel hazeh, but when it goes down to this lowly world, hisiga masha alel ha'asig, and it achieves what is incumbent upon it to achieve, kigzeres chachmas yisbarach shemo, per the decree of his chachma, which means based on the Torah, azai hi bebachinas be'er, then it is in the category of a well, humayon hamazgaber v'noveya me'atzmo, which is a burgeoning, mayon means an underground source of water, and it flows on its own. Ubozelo yiyanama de kisufa. And with this, it's not the bread of embarrassment. That's the famous term. That's the firm quote from the Zohar, that the reason to that a neshama should be sent to this world with all the challenges is so that it earns its bread. Otherwise, it's like bread that was a handout. But that concept itself is well known. But what you see from the Zohar is more than that. He's giving us a metaphor, or maybe it's more than a metaphor, but there's a closed bar and there's a flowing well. And by coming down to this world, you become the latter. The Ikra de Milsa, the main thing is, Kol Dileis Migarmei Klum, anything that doesn't have from its own anything, Ani Choshev Kameis. It's a poor man is like a dead person. If everything is given to him from someone else, then he's an Ani. He's poor, and it's like he's dead. I mean, this is the Shev Shemaitz's elaboration on that line in the Zohar. I'm not sure how much of this is the Zohar and how much is his elaboration. But the Zohar must refer to a bar and a be'er, and the purpose of coming to this world is to go from a bar to a be'er. Otherwise, it's only Choshev Kameis. Kemo Shekos of Agur Aryeh, as the Maharal writes, Demei Be'er Kriyan Mayim Chayim Vishu Neveh Me'atzma. In the Torah, I mean, this is a real halacha category, the laws of Tum and Tara. When the Torah refers to Mayim Chayim, it's Be'er water. It actually has to be bubbling, but it's water that flows. It's not collected water, it's flowing water. So interestingly, the word that's used is Mayim Chayim. Chayim means alive. Mashenkin may bar, which is not the case for something that's just in a pit. Vilaze ani choshev kemeis. So he's saying a deep idea that the reason why a bar is not called mayim chayim is because you have to pour something into it. If I make a container, it's empty until you pour something into it. A well, at least in the way you perceive it, it looks like it gets its own water. Nobody had to go over and dump water into it. It came from underneath. Again, it's all kind of like human perception. But so a bar is not live, it's dead. A well is alive, but what's alive about it? The Maharal says this deep idea, the fact that it gets its own. A well gets its own water. So a person who earns his own is like a be'er. He's chayim. Soni matanos yichya, a person who despises gifts, lives, as opposed to gemishtai. Chayim means that you provide for yourself, you earn. So that's why a be'er is chayim, and that's why the metaphor of a person who is able to earn his own zchuyos is considered alive. Okay, I'll have to continue this tomorrow.
Well, gets its own water where a pour is more like a clean, it just right. Looks like a glass or something.
Yeah, you have to pour it into it. Yeah, it's called alive. Yep.